Hello, this is Vlad, and you are listening to Olafield's Fantasy Podcast.
Jeffrey, we are back on the All the Fields Fantasy Podcast with... I mean, frankly, this is the one people want. This is the clamoring one. This is... With us being gone for so many weeks, a lot of movement in the power rankings of both the Wrath Pool and the Ship, our two leagues, and God knows Corey Carmichael's listening, because he has been clamoring, him and Terry Murphy, every day for this podcast, Jeff. So where should we begin? You lead the way. Who do you want to start with?
Well, let's start with the Ship and go bottom to top.
Scroll to the Ship here. All right, this is the Ship. This is 12 teams, 0.5 PPR, minor keeper league. You get one keeper that carries over from the year before, goes around higher. So teams definitely look a little different, especially when you're drafting through the first couple rounds. And Jeff, let's start in the bottom kind of grouping, and it is Ready the Cutlery. Get some forks out. These teams are done. And in 12th place, I don't know if it's controversial or not, we have my team.
Ooh.
Previously at 11th, called Tanking for Trevor. Forked, officially done. Lowest points scored in the league. A very, very favorable schedule. We have played some of the weakest talent in this league, and still only two wins to show for it. Questionable managerial decisions. And then lastly... A fourth on that list, I'm putting injuries. It's easy to blame injuries every season. I think I texted you and Jason and Muff that my first four draft picks are out.
Yeah,
that being
that's not great.
Christian McCaffrey, Nick Chubb, Mark Ingram, and Odell Beckham. Hard to win a league when your first four draft picks are out. Again, that is the last one I'm leaving to blame, Jeff. So do you have controversy with that one and number 11, Twinkies, now?
I have no issue with you putting yourself last. I like it as a motivator. Get the troops going.
yeah, okay.
Broadly, just to set the stage a little bit for people, right? So top six make the playoffs. We are in week 9, so we only have, what, week 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 5 weeks left. You're really only two games out of the playoffs right now, Will. That's kind of how close the season is. Twinkies, on the other hand, he's sitting at 1-7. They're done. I mean, they are the 49ers of the league. You thought there was possibilities, Jonathan Taylor, Mixon, but who knows when they're ever coming back and they need help. But it's probably too little too late. Luckily, it looks like they're still trying. It doesn't look like they've completely given up, although they're... Waiver wire claims, I don't think have been too much.
I don't even think he has a quarterback right now.
They left. That's not great, but we can find a quarterback off the waiver wire. If necessary, you got Cooper Rush to throw out in there against one of the top defenses, if not the top defense in the league. A recipe for success. Twinkies just hasn't had it this year. I think at the beginning of the year, they were one of our lowest ranked teams, maybe 10 or 11 in the preseason, and I think it's been true to form.
It'd be interesting to revisit that.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll do that before the playoffs, like who we thought was a playoff team back then and who actually made it. So.
And, I mean, having them 11th, I mean, their one win is, of course, naturally against me.
Jonathan
Taylor went off for, like, 40 points in the one game of the season when he decided to go bananas. But, yeah, there you go. So they are 11th. But I think both of these teams should be forked. Don't you dare put my name next to the word playoffs. How dare you?
I have to do it for myself. If I'm going to have any hope, even though I'm about to get absolutely stomped out this week against both of these Nets, at least Twinkies has oppressed the next team that we have here at number 10. Running back situation not looking great, but I mean, Mahomes, he's up for a 5-TD extravaganza whenever he can. He has Twinkies this week. He's sitting right now at 9-3-5. He hasn't scored a ton of points, but definitely a winnable matchup. He's got the Justin Jefferson, Chase Claypool connection, which is nice. And Mecole Hardman in the flex can be boom or bust. His team has also been, you know, I mean, every team has been impacted by injuries, but we kind of thought this was a thin team at running back to begin with. And now we got Leonard Fournette and Chase Edmonds, which, you know, aren't the worst combination, but isn't something you like on a winning team. But I think it's enough to get him past Twinkies.
I mean, yeah, if we're going who he's playing, sure. We just got to see if, you know, all his wide receivers can come through the next couple weeks to kind of get him into that playoff race. So that is a pressed at 10. Jeff, Terry's been waiting for this one. Thug Love at ninth place, previously at eighth. Just when it looks like your team is kind of coming up, rebounded from all the injuries. Well, COVID and injuries strike again. Miles Gaskin was on his way up. Now he is out for at least 3 weeks. Stafford, not performing to the best of his ability, but now he's not going to be performing to any ability. He is out because of the COVID list. Teddy Bridgewater against the Chiefs, I mean, could be worse. But is Mike Davis still going to be usable? That's going to be a big question for you. And can DJ Chark, you know, perform with, I don't know, Jake Rudolph or whoever the hell is quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, the team, like I said, I'm only two game or a game back of the playoff hunt, but yeah, I mean, I just need health, and that's not going to happen. Need to make a run. I gotta probably win 4 out of 5 to even have a shot at the playoffs. It's probably not looking good. The nationwide posse, it just wasn't our. I mean, it wasn't our year. Let's be honest, it wasn't our year.
We thought it was, but it was not our year. Either one of us, at least in this league, for both of us. But the nationwide posse, I mean. You just, like you just said, just one win away. From our favorite one, eighth place in the power rankings, Mazda Reddy. A little bit of a slide, ended with a win last week with Julio kind of coming back to form. He has Julio Jones and Josh Jacobs, and man, like, that's it. You mentioned it in the power rankings a couple weeks ago. Josh Allen carried him to that great start, but now Josh Allen has been fallen. As Josh Allen goes, I think Mazda Reddy goes, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Amari Cooper on the team doesn't help very much. Yeah. He also, you know, he's got some bye week issues this week. He's going to have some lineup decisions, and he's going up against impeached Trump, who just had Rodgers put up almost 30 points. So not looking good for Mazda, who's sitting right on that playoff cusp. But yeah, I don't think there's enough on the team. I don't think he's a playoff team. I think we said that at the beginning, unless Josh Allen and the Bills get going again. Number 7, Bluey, who's currently sitting at 8th in the actual standings. You have him at 7th. This team, I think, is on the up and up. You know, you have them looking scary, pulling up their team now. They are going up against Edwards Elaire, the Fresh Prince, if you will. Deshaun Watson, Allen Robinson, kind of the unsung superstar. We'll get to that in Raftpool. Juju, I mean, they're going up against the Cowboys, so anything can happen there. James Conner and Robinson for Jacksonville. And, you know, I think the jury's still out on Gronk, but I mean, he's put up the past couple of games. And DeAndre Swift is also coming on with some good performances for the Lions. He does have Zeke on his bench, so it's interesting. There's talent there. It'll be interesting to see how he does against Fresh Prince. He's about 10 points back in the projections. I think this is a good spot for him. I think he's kind of a scary playoff team that could win any week, but also has the downside to lose at any time.
Yeah, I mean, I like his team, and you just said Zeke on his bench. That's funny because we'll talk about that in Raftpool as well. Zeke obviously struggling and the team struggling and going up against the Steelers. In sixth place, now we're going to the top half of the league. We have COVID Saw. The running back situation, his weak point, changed the record, a.k.a. every team. We've pretty much been saying that about. David Montgomery and Damian Harris are his two running backs right now. Kenyon Drake, of course, is also one of his, and not the greatest of a kind of
situations for him. Really loves the Cardinals, COVID saw. He's got Christian Kirk in his flex. He's got Kyler Murray, and he's got DeAndre Hopkins. So as the Cardinals go, I believe COVID saw goes, and right now the Cardinals are going pretty high up. Just needs a little bit more consistency from those running backs. Maybe Damien Harris can be that guy for the Patriots. You're muted.
As the Cardinals go, so does COVID saw. Right up against COVID saw is another COVID named Captain COVID, coming in at number five, in the category the vast nothingness, as you put it, Will, aptly named. He's sitting in fifth. He's 5-3 this week. He is going up again. Oh, the COVID, a battle of the COVIDs. Maybe we'll get to that in a little bit. His team is interesting. I mean, you got A.J. Brown rebounding after the bye, putting up some solid performances. He's got Lamar Jackson. You know, he's been kind of a storyline. His passing hasn't been that great this year and hasn't been having those explosive running games. He's got that indie defense, which maybe isn't as fierce as we thought, but you'll like Scary Terry. Aaron Jones did okay last night at the 49ers. I'm not loving having both A.J. Brown and Corey Davis, or is that Corey Davis, on the same team. But there, you know, you could mix Crowder in there, I guess. That's about all you got going on that. But so maybe you roll with that this week. It's a really tight matchup right now. The projections after Aaron Jones got his 10 spot puts them 1 point apart, and it's something he needs if he wants to continue his run to the playoffs. I don't know. I don't hate his team. I'm just not wowed by it, I guess. And I think we'll get to some teams that I am wowed by. So again, it's a team that has upside kind of littered out throughout its skill position players. But it may be one of those where he's hitched his wagon to the Titans passing offense. So interesting choice there. Captain COVID coming in at number five.
I think my point was his worst skill player is Lamar Jackson, which is interesting because that's a good problem to have if Lamar Jackson's one of your worst skill players as of right now, anyway, other than Ebron. His wide receivers are solid. It's just if the Titans score 30 points, Corey Davis and A.J. Brown are going to have a lot to do with that probably. If they score 14 points, then you better hope those are the two players that get the touchdowns.
Well put, Billiam.
Next category, aspiring top dogs. So this was kind of tough. And then I looked at all three of these teams, and I realized even with certain players coming back, like Christian McCaffrey for Bosa, D's nuts, I still have him in fourth. He has Derrick Henry, who's going to pair with Christian McCaffrey eventually. But his wide receivers, you know what, to be honest, aren't that – I mean, they're good, but I don't think they scream greatness to me. His threesome of Russell Wilson, Derrick Henry, and potentially Christian McCaffrey, though, I mean – that is enough to definitely get you to the big dance. I just don't think he is better than the three teams ahead of him.
Yeah, I mean, now it's kind of an inch. I do like where you drew the line, though, Will, between Captain COVID and Bosa, because Bosa not only has lots of upside, but he's got depth too. He's got Robert Woods and Emmanuel Sanders whenever he comes back on his bench that he can fill in that flex. Or wide receiver spots, which you like for Bosa. He also gets an easy matchup against the Nationwide Posse this week, so you'll love to see that for Bosa. Coming in at number three, a person who was number one in the standings last week, but then lost the Nationwide Posse, Corey Poston, number three. Devontae, I mean, he has just been a revelation. It seems like these big-time wide receivers go in like a couple week spurts where Devontae is a revelation for the past couple weeks. Julio has his big game. DeAndre Hopkins had a couple big games in the beginning of the season. It's been fun to watch regardless. I mean, he's rolling out Justin Herbert. He's moved Michael Thomas into the lineup. You know, he's got the old dogs and Gurley and Gordon, my stalwarts from back in the day. So I love to see that. Whether or not they make some more boneheaded plays is to be seen. He's got the fifth in his flex spot, which, you know, provides the upside he may need. But alas, he is playing you, Will, so I doubt he'll need that upside. He is, what, a 34-point favorite right now, according to projections.
Well, I mean, yeah, Devontae just scored 80 points, so he's good there.
Well, yeah, he's probably pretty good. He's sitting at number two in the overall standings, the only other 6-2 team. Definitely a playoff contender. What is he's top four in points scored. So, yeah, I think this is a solid place for him, and I do agree with where he falls, Will.
Number two, we have Impeach Trump, which that name about to be very irrelevant, possibly.
And update these names.
And I think, and I wrote this, like, I honestly think he's really, really close to being the best team, dethroning the number one team, and maybe even soon. These four players, when they all play, I mean, just unbelievable. Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Chris Carson, Dalvin Cook. At any point in time, those guys have and do score 30 points. Cook just come off of, what, a 42-point game.
Yeah.
Rodgers obviously just put up his 28, 29, whatever it is. DK Metcalf never scores less than 15, it seems. And Chris Carson, when he's fully active, is a beast for that Seahawks offense. So those four players right there, you can mix and match other players around them to suit your needs. But this is a team that just consistently puts up points and just a very, very strong draft for Impeach Trump. And just nothing else other to say than he is going to be in the playoffs and be very, very scared for – would it be – I don't want to jinx it, but would it be our very first back-to-back champion?
If Sean – did Sean win last year?
Yes.
Oh. Anyway, I mean, his team's good, but I don't think he's as good as
– wow.
The number one top dog, league of his own, Fresh Prince of Ilair, the old Cajun prince. what? Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you know? I mean, it's solid top to bottom. I think that's what we talked about. I mean, he's got the little hiccup with Le'Veon Bell coming in and Edwards-Helaire with some, you know, up and down games. But I think Darren Waller has been solid for him. Thielen now, you know, is a solid flex, but I mean, it's sad that you have to say that because he's got Tyler Lockett and Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen has looked awesome with Herbert at quarterback. Love to see that. And then Kamara. Kamara has been, in my opinion, the standout number one player in fantasy, just consistent to the core. I'm looking at his game log right now, Will. His lowest point total, take a guess at his lowest point total. Half PPR. 16.9.
Oh,
so
man,
almost so 17. Close. You were close. Other than that, he hasn't scored under 20 points. So he's been a beast. He's been just pretty much the entire offense. It'll be interesting to see with Michael Thomas coming back if the catches go down at all. But yeah, I mean, the team is awesome.
It's unbelievable. It. I mean, that's why I wanted, that's why I drafted McCaffrey this year, to get those cheap, stupid half PPR points. You know, then he gets hurt. Like, it's just unreal.
The only thing I'd say downside on Elair is the bench is maybe a little light on the wide receiver front. But other than that, I mean, he's got Devin Singletary sitting on his bench. He's got Latavius as the backup, who's looked good when he's spelling Kamara. So you like to see that. Yeah, but we didn't talk about it, but there are a lot of wide receivers on any given week you can pick up. So
yeah, that's what DraftKings is for. I only wrote down two matchups for this week because all the other ones are blowouts. They're between the 10th place and the 2nd place and all that jazz. This week we got previously mentioned Captain COVID versus COVID Saw. 1 point difference in projections that are updated. And then I have Fresh Prince versus Bluey. Mm. Can Bluey kind of, you know, make himself known with a big week, a big win against Fresh Prince? And you know what? I'm just going to say right now, I'm picking Bluey.
Wow.
Bluey's going to get the upset.
Okay,
When I looked at his team, I liked it. And you know what? And I just said, you know, Fresh Prince of Ilair might not be number one for much longer. Let's see it happen.
Okay. All right. Them's his fighting words right there. I think I'm going to see Chong this weekend. I saw him last weekend. So I'll let him know that you said that, yeah, if he is not an adamant listener of the pod. But the top matchup interests me. Well, Captain COVID versus COVID Saw. We spoke about it a little bit. 1 point separates them. the Kyler Murray versus Lamar Jackson, DeAndre Hopkins, it was this Hollywood Brown. So a little bit of, you know, inverse correlation there going against his opponent. Ooh, hate Muff's running backs, though. Just absolutely hate them. They make me throw up. But Aaron Jones, he underperformed a little bit on his projection. Ooh, there's a lot of upside on Muff's team. I'm going Captain COVID.
Wow, because I'm going COVID saw. Oh,
there we go, boy. There we go. A little bit of back and forth banter.
Yeah, I think this Arizona team is going to score some points, and that's definitely going to help COVID saw. The only thing is, we talked about again, his running backs are pretty butt. But guess what? Damien Harris gets to go up against the Jets. So maybe that'll help help COVID saw a little bit, recoup some of those points that he might lose.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That is the ship kind of preview slash recap of that 12-team league. And next we got Wrath Pool, the 10-team super flex. Play two QBs if you dare, unless you get to my team, because there might be a little trickery coming forward.
Ooh,
with that week.
Trickeration.
And only one big matchup, by the way, to look forward to in that, because all the projections are absolute. But 10 teams, Jeff, started off. Prepare some cutlery.
Yeah. At the bottom, I don't think there's any surprise here. Oh. Kellen's favorite uncle, Scotty's team. I think his downside happened. I don't think he's been changing his name every week to suit his opponent. So that fall off, I think that's indicative of the managerial decisions that he's made. He's had injury issues. I mean, he's got Kenny Golladay, Kenyon Drake, and Joe Mixon. Those were his core, and they've all been injured, so I don't think there's enough firepower. I don't think there's the managerial decisions, desire, and must to make it to the playoffs. He needs some big things to change. He needs, you know, J.K. Dobbins to emerge as a top option. He needs Tua to step up and be fantasy relevant. He needs Ronald Jones to put Fournette in the doghouse to really have any shot of the playoffs, because he is pretty far back. It is a 10-team league. There is some depth on the wire. It's not over, but it's that cutlery is ching-chinging.
That is a lot of time spent on the last place team. In ninth, we have Jason's team. Got Dalvin Cook, who scored. I didn't see how many scored in this league. I had to be at least 50 points. I mean, I don't know exactly because of PPR stuff. Might have been 45.
48.6.
Oh my god, 48.6. Yeah. That's more than Scott's team scores in a week. Jason's team, I mean, ninth place. He's got Matt Ryan and Big Ben. The only thing is, those two haven't. Big Ben, especially, maybe not the greatest fantasy quarterback this year. But six games left, and you're saying he needs to win 4-5 to be safe. Jason going up against, I believe, myself this week, and Sultry Smells.
Oh, Sultry Smells. Love that name. Number 8, Orange Rush in the Fighting for Their Life category. I mean, I was tempted to move him above some people just because he is the champ, and we have doubted him here on the pod. I mean, he stays true to his game. He goes that one quarterback in the full PPR. It just hasn't done enough this week. He's 3-5. He's sitting in 8th place. I mean, obviously, he has Davante Adams in a PPR with 10 receptions. That helps for a nice 33 banger to start the week. You'll love that. He's got Edwards-Helaire and Justin Jackson. That's fine in a PPR. You feel that. But, I mean, the overall team, He could have some spice. So I guess we'll see. It's got to start this week. Who is he playing this week? He is playing the honor of Captain Andrew Luck. A very winnable matchup for him. So we'll see. Orange Rush is, can he fight for his life?
Fighting for the life. In the hunt, though, the team you just mentioned going up against Orange Rush, the Captain Luck honor. Can he be kept up? He's got Calvin Ridley and Russell Wilson. Calvin really been a bit up and down the last couple weeks, injuries, and of course he's been done playing against my teams in fantasy, because when Calvin really plays my team in fantasy, he scores 28 points. When he plays anyone else, he scores 9. So maybe that's a little bit of comparison there and indicative of what Calvin really will do this week going up against Orange Rush. But I guess he's got a lot of, I haven't looked at this part, got a lot of Rams.
Yep.
So
not great.
But he also has Michael Thomas, Andrew Luck. So, gosh, Michael Thomas, what a guy. punch people in practice. Can he win?
I always thought he was such a nice guy.
I don't know. Never really talked, so hard to get a gauge for that. But honor of Captain Andrew Luck still has a chance here. And kind of, I mean, can I say the breath and soul of this league, Sam Hahn?
Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah.
I think From he afar. Is the most excited every year when we get this league going.
Oh, yeah. Even in Korea, his musk and presence can be felt here in the States. Number six. Here you go, Greg. I mean, I think you're seventh in the league, eighth in the league. Yeah, you're seventh in the league, but you are sixth in the power rankings. You're 3-5. Team is getting healthy at the right time, though, I will say. We got he has Chris Godwin coming back. CMC just activated off IR. You know, he's got Lamar Jackson, Tyler Lockett. There is some things to like about this roster. He needs to win. He gets Kellen's favorite uncle. I'll be interested to see if Scotty changes his name because it is Greg that he's going up against. Start winning, Greg. Start winning.
David Johnson, Leonard Fournette, definitely one of those guys coming out for Christian McCaffrey. I would imagine it's going to be a David Johnson show with Christian McCaffrey, but a little bit of a letdown last couple weeks for David Johnson. And, I mean, his quarterback situation with Derek Carr, I guess he has been a pretty good fantasy quarterback with these deep balls. Yeah, I think Greg's team is on the up and up. So good on Greg for kind of keeping it through, making these managerial decisions at the right time. Number five. Derek's team. This was, I want to say, one of the top two teams we had in the power, top two or three teams we had in the power rankings, at least when we first started.
Yep.
But he's back. He's back. He's got some spice. He has DK Metcalf on this team, which, I mean, just having DK Metcalf, say that three times fast, on any fantasy team gives you a shot putting his heart and soul to this league as well. Chatting it up a little bit more too in the group chat, so maybe he's got revitalized life as well. What does Derek's outlook look like coming in? I mean, he's right there. He's in fifth place in the actual standings, I believe. Yep. 4-4. So there you go.
He scored, I think, the fourth or fifth most points. So he's got to respect there. So, but you know, he's playing the top dog this week. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Number four. Peepee face. He's kind of snuck in there. He hasn't broken 1,000 in the points scored category yet. But you got to give respect for his W's when it comes to it. It's a boomer bust team. He's got Deshaun Watson. He's got Mike Evans. He's got Ty Freak. He's got a full stable of people in his IR spot. You got to scroll way down. He's got Nick Chubb, Ertz, and Edelman hanging out in those IR spots. So who knows if they'll come back. You know, like we spoke about in the ship, we got DeAndre Swift, and Antonio Gibson has kind of come on the past couple of weeks there for the Washington football team. It's still, you know, in a league like this, a shallow super flex league, it's a good, not great team, and I think that's why I had him at four. But he can prove us wrong, because I got a Thielen this week. Maybe we'll get to that in the old matchup.
And he has Le'Veon Bell on his bench, so he has that kind of stability if he eventually shows up.
What is Le'Veon Bell on the Chiefs?
I don't know. He's a guy. He's LeSean McCoy, which is weird because he's only 30 and he should be better than he is. Number three, we have my team, Sultry Smells. Certain pieces have not been great. I have Stafford in this league, so he's not playing this week. George Kittle now on IR as well. And to be honest, this is where it comes in. I don't know if I'm playing two quarterbacks this week because my other quarterback is Phillip Rivers going up against the Ravens. And if I know anything about Phillip Rivers, it's he is awful against the Baltimore Ravens. I believe I might start Zeke in that flex spot or even Chase Edmonds, who's for some reason projected for like 18 points.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, what a year, huh? You said it in the other league. Zeke was on a bench. Am I putting Ezekiel Elliott on the fantasy bench? That is a question that never thought in a million years I would ask in fantasy. But going up against the Steelers with no quarterback, that may be the choice.
You know, I'm not going to remove you from your third spot, Will, but I did say when I was looking at the teams, I thought you had A.J. Brown. But you're rolling out with Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. So.
I mean, there's upside there. If we know anything about his 1 week with the Patriots last year, I think he scored 19 fantasy points, and I think that was in like a half PPR. So there's possibilities.
Breaking news. Looking at Pee-Pee Face, he has a co-manager, and it's his mom.
What?
Donna. Donna is his co-manager.
Whoa.
Donna, notorious Washington football team fan, by the way.
I did not authorize
that. I do need to text him about this and see if they are one and the same making managerial decisions, or if there is some heat in the kitchen when, talking about certain moves. Very interested in that. Sorry, I did not notice that. But back to my team. I am in third. Who is the top two? I mean, let us have it.
Top two. I just want to talk about the co-managing a team with you, Will, in a season-long best ball. I mean, it's great. You split the initial fee, and, mm-hmm. and you get your rooting interests together. And there's no managerial decisions, there's no fighting. So it's great. Number two, I don't think there's much surprise here. I got a Thielen. He is the top point scorer in the league. He's got a very good team. He's got a big matchup this week with Pee-Pee Face. I mean, you'll love the Derrick Henry, the Robinson, the Waller. I mean, a lot of Chiefs for – I mean, not Chiefs. He loves those Raiders, so you got to have him there. He's got Rodgers in that flex spot with Kyler Murray. A lot of Arizona love with the Arizona D, too. I got a Thielen. I mean, Josh Jacobs also on his bench. That's why I meant there was Raiders love. Why is he not in his lineup? I guess, James Robinson is putting up more points projected. It's interesting. No love there. No loyalty. I got a Thielen, though. It's a team that will be there in the playoffs and that will make noise.
It is a team, and I do have actual breaking news. A player from last night's Packers game tested positive. A player that was active. They won't say who it was. A player that was active tested positive. And then this morning, the Bengals have two players that tested positive, but they are on their bye week. So no real impact
no real issue
for the Bengals.
A real Justin Turner situation there.
But the Packers could be very interesting to see what happens there. Granted, they don't play again now till next week. Same with the 49ers. So even if something did happen, they could take the precautions they all need to for 10 days. There you go. Actual breaking
news. I don't understand. How does that happen? Don't they have rapid tests where even if someone tested
but the
positive,
thing is, it's not like baseball or basketball. They're not in a bubble. So they could be positive, Wednesday night, and then they go back to their home or the hotel just for 10 hours. And whoever they come into contact with, or whatever it is, for the next 10 to 12 hours, that's when they test positive. Or if there's an incubation, they could have technically had the virus on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And now it's just showing up on Thursday. But that's the dangers of the bubble thing, is they can do whatever they want as long as they're being safe. So something must have happened. Someone must have gotten some COVID with their molten lava dessert that they got delivered to their room. Number one, Jeff, I mean, It took us a while. We started with you in ninth place in the ship, but now we're here at the first place in Raffpool, and that is Prestige Worldwide. Finally, one of us doing something good on this All the Feels fantasy podcast. Although the best ball, I mean, that would be great. We can talk about that in a second.
Oh, yeah.
But your team, number one in Raffpool.
I mean, it's a good team. I love it. It's a PPR yes. machine. What else can I say? I mean, it's good to go. I'm a little upset that, my and Derek's matchup didn't make our matchups of the week, but we can get into that a little bit later. I mean, what needs to be said? The team is a PPR just factory, other than Noah Fant, who, has been fine. Let's get into the matchup of the week, though, because I think it's an interesting one. I want to get your thoughts. I want to get Donna's thoughts. I want to know who Donna is. So let's get right into
text
it.
And see. I can do it. I'll
two versus three Donna's. The projections aren't that close given Rodgers' performance on Thursday night. He outscored it by 8 points. going up against PP Face. It's 138, 113 now. If you had asked me in the beginning of the week, I might have still gone with Thielen there. I just, there's obviously a possibility with Tyreek Hill and Mike Evans and Deshaun Watson to just ball out.
Yeah.
And, you know, Will Fuller and Thielen are also capable of getting zero. So I'm still going to go, I got a Thielen. It's a little unfair because he already had Rodgers go off.
Yeah.
So that is painting a picture for me. And PP Face, you know, has some upside pieces, but I'm going, I got a Thielen.
I could weave a web. I mean,
oh yeah.
The matchups for Thielen aren't great. You got James Robinson. I'm sorry, you got Derrick Henry going up against the Bears.
Yeah, you don't like
you that. You have James Robinson on the Jaguars. You got the Jaguars, who knows what's gonna happen with them just because of their new quarterback situation. Could be a pleasant surprise or could be just dreadful. And you have the Cardinals versus the Dolphins. Dolphins' defense has been outstanding. They just destroyed the Rams. So why would they not do the same to a team like the Cardinals? I think it just depends how that Dolphins offense goes. But if their defense can kind of control the game, then maybe they slow down the Cardinals. And exactly what they need to do on offense for, I got a Thielen to get some points from Kyler Murray. But PB Face, I don't know. Yeah.
No.
DeAndre Swift hasn't really been playing that much. Drew Brees, apparently he's questionable. I don't know why. But anyway, Sunday Night Football, big, big game. Deshaun Watson, though, I think Deshaun Watson is going to carry this team. He can score. He'll score 25, he most likely, right? 25, 30 points. He just hopes he doesn't always go to Will Fuller because that'll kind of backfire on him. If he can get his other players involved, not named Will Fuller, then PP Face has a big chance.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, just looking at his game log, has been very
But I
solid.
I must say I can't go against I got a Thielen here. I think it's just too big. And you were like, oh, I wish I was in the match of the week. Well, guess what? This one's a 16-point difference in point total. Now it's 22 points because of what happened. Every matchup in this league is a double-digit underdog. So, like, there was really no. This was at least a second place versus a third place. I could go Derek's team versus me. Or, sorry, not Derek's team. I could go Jason's team versus me because he's favored to win. And he's in ninth.
It's okay. I think, you know, ooh, the Robert Tonyan, that hurts. That's not great, but I think I'd lean Jason's team, I guess. So.
Okay, let's.
With Rivers going up against Baltimore.
Remember, I might not be playing Rivers. It's going to be managerial decisions.
That's maybe true. Chase Edmonds. Get Chase Edmonds going up against Miami. You like that.
I think that might be the play. Zeke Elliott, man, that's big bugaboo right there, but yeah, we'll see. Only time will tell, and DraftKings will tell. And one more thing, best ball. We touched on it in another pod, but I just want to say we've been struggling in the ship, both of us, and then obviously Raffpool, we have a little bit of success. But it would be kind of amazing if, out of everything we did together, me and you, run the table on best ball in our first year and doing it on the pod. That would be amazing, and I would love for that victory for the sake of the pod and our credibility.
Well, yeah, I want to just pick your brain to remember, Will. Joe said if we win the best ball, he'll buy a DJ Chark jersey.
Ooh, that is correct. I can. Not only will I ask about Donna, I will ask about the jersey.
Yeah, just ask him his size if you scoped out any good deals on it.
He hasn't been doing anything. Found any good deals on a DJ Chark jersey? Great. Good job bringing that up. That's why we do the pod, though, too. You know, we'll always have that on the record and stuff to go back in reference to, Jeff. What a day of pods. Jeff, we got a couple done. We got the ones for our league done. We got the fantasy one done. We got the weather one done. Let's hope we don't make it too long to the next one. 72 degrees right now, by the way, 12:30. I was just outside for half of this pod, sitting in the sun, getting a little tan. Whew. Good job, Jeff. Till next time, we'll keep in touch. We'll make this work. Safety, no fires. Gucci, get better. Congrats to you and the missus. Peace.
Peace out.